I got the sense that there are some things that you haven't been telling the absolute truth about, and you want to feel better about these things and be honest without huge upset.
Right.
Okay.
It's
so,
difficult in a few of my relationships with my family, I guess, so for different reasons.
Yeah. So the first point I would make is that sometimes huge upset might be appropriate.
Yeah. I realize there could be some risk in what I, you know, I have wanted to talk openly with them, but that's the fear, is that there'll be this big upset and, yeah, of course, worried about losing love or whatever.
Yes.
Acceptance.
Yep. I totally get it.
Yeah.
So one of the definitions of being powerful is to be straight in your communication and to take what you get.
Okay.
And I totally get that that's asking a lot of you.
Mm-hmm.
I totally get it, and that you really got to kind of stand tall and even grow, like be a bigger person to say,
yeah,
you know what, I'm going to take it. You know, whatever the upset is, I'm going to let them be with their upset,
mm-hmm,
and let that be, and just take whatever I get.
Yeah, well, especially in two of the cases, one is with my dad and one is with my grandparents, I want to be closer to them, and I have a lot of pain because of things, unresolved stuff, and
right,
I don't feel we're as close as we could be.
Okay, so let's get into that. And I mentioned that as a precursor to this, that sometimes what there is that someone's going to be upset, right?
Right.
However, let's talk about it, because often there is a way that you can empower them, and so often you find out they're far less upset than you ever thought they were.
That's
often we
I'm
build
hoping.
It up. What's that?
That would be great, best case scenario.
Well, yeah.
You have an open discussion and you get closer for it.
So. Exactly. So if we can create that, and you can go in with that commitment to empower them in hearing whatever it is, right?
Right.
If you go in with that and be willing to accept an upset if it happens.
Right.
Well, then you've got nothing really to lose.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I mean, I don't have anything right now when I feel this distance between us. And
right. That's right.
You know, I definitely want to take responsibility for my part in that, you know, my being distant and not connecting like we should. And
okay, great. So, so let's just jump into it. You want to pick your dad or was it your grandfather?
My dad or my grandparents, I guess.
Your grandparents. Okay, so how about your dad?
Okay.
Why don't you pretend I'm your dad?
Okay.
And I want you to just, like, without even working it out or thinking, I want you to say honestly what's there for you to say.
Okay. I basically feel that I come second now to his new family. To your new family.
Yep.
I feel that the plans that you make are based firstly with what works with Carmen and her children, and whatever is left for time is set aside for me and my son. And, you know, I realize that I don't reach out and I don't talk to you every day like Carmen's daughter calls her every day. And I'd like to change that. I'd like to maybe not call every day, but call more often, and I'd just like us to be closer.
Wow. That was beautiful, Kelly.
Thanks.
That was like someone who'd done 3 years of communication study. That was just beautiful and straight.
Thanks.
So how did that feel for you to say that?
Relieving, emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. Now, is there anything that you'd like from your dad? Like, is there anything you'd like to ask for that he might be able to give easily? Something simple.
I would just like to, you know, it's just a simple, in a way, just geography and circumstance in a way which has started this habit, but because Lori and Dwayne, Carmen's kids, live on the east end where you approach the city, and because I've been in an apartment until, you know, a few months ago, I couldn't put them up for the night kind of thing in my situation in the past. And so, you know, they would always go directly to Lori and Dwayne. And it's just sort of been, you know, Sunday we have brunch kind of thing, but the weekend is spent with Lori and Dwayne and Carmen's sister and brother-in-law, and most of the weekend is, I just feel like we're squeezed in on Sunday for brunch kind of thing all the time.
Mm. So.
And I guess if, you know, what would make me feel good is if they came up for the weekend and it was because they were coming here first for dinner and I was going to cook them dinner, and you know, maybe it's the other way around for once, like we were the focus for more of the weekend, or at least even,
mm.
I guess.
Mm.
That would be, you know, a simple way that I could feel more loved, I guess.
Wow, okay, great. Good for you. So, I tell you, I want to reflect back to you what I heard that sounded really powerful, which is pretty much all of it, right? But I'll just pull out a couple of the key points. What you said is, I feel. So you didn't tell him how it is, but
yeah.
You told him how you feel, which is perfect, right? You're taking responsibility for it.
Mm-hmm.
And you feel that the new family, his new family is coming first.
Right.
Which it may, right? With
right.
him, or it may not, it doesn't matter how you feel.
Yeah.
And you feel that you come second. Now, what I didn't hear in there is that it hurts.
Yeah.
Okay. So you might just want to, if that's true for you, you might just add that in, you know, and,
right.
and it hurts.
Right.
And then it was great, you taken some responsibility for it.
Mm-hmm.
It's very powerful. And then the other thing you might just want to add is that request, any request you've got to him and say, you know, I've had to think of what you could do, because I know, I get this is not your fault.
Right.
And I've had to think of what you could do that would have me feel more loved and more part of, you know, more important to you.
Right.
And this is something I've come up with, and doesn't have to be this, but if you'd be willing to, you know, to share with him.
Yeah. Well, I would hope that, because it comes from a good place. I mean, bottom line is I miss my dad, right? So.
Exactly. That's right. Bottom line is I miss your dad.
I would hope he gets that point.
Well, you know what? How about you start with that?
Maybe that's the way to approach it.
Yeah, look, here's the bottom line. And so I want to give you a little bit of a tip for maybe how to place him.
Okay.
Because people aren't used to getting, you know, like what I would do with my partner is say, hey, I've got a withhold.
Okay.
So she already knows, she's trained, she knows how to, she's just got to listen. She's not even allowed to respond.
Mm-hmm.
She's just got to say thank you. Right? So that's how we've set it up. But with your dad, because he's not used to that, how to place him, here's a suggestion for it. It's something like, Dad, I want to talk to you. I've got some feelings that I realize I haven't been sharing with you, and I'm sorry. And I want to tell you about them now, and all you have to do is listen. At the end, I'd love you to talk, but just for now, all you got to do is just hear me out. Could you do that for a couple of minutes?
Right.
That, because he's a guy, right? He needs clear instructions. Otherwise,
yeah.
He might be jumping in, or he might react, or he's got to do something, or whatever. So there's a tip for it, and then you might start with, you know what, the bottom line is I miss you. And here's some more stuff I want to tell you.
Yeah.
That's great. So
that would be good.
So what time is it there at the moment?
The 7:45.
Okay. And what plans do you have for 10 minutes from now?
I guess I'll come down from this call, and Lionel and I were planning on heading out to listen to a band tonight.
Right.
Yeah.
How would you feel about just delaying leaving for 10 minutes so that you can call your dad?
Oh, God. I don't know. I am planning on speaking to him tonight.
Oh, yeah?
You want me to get into this on the phone, or you just need to connect with him?
Well, I don't want you to get into this, right, because this is not about my life.
Right.
But in my experience, the longer this wait, like, it's already there for you to communicate to him, and you just tapped into something today. You got really present to a way to communicate it, and it's there for you. You're not even in your head
right.
about it. So for you to wait is going to take you out of that space.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to weigh on you until you communicate it.
Oh, God.
So I've found the only time, really, to communicate something like this is as soon as you can get yourself to a phone, so that then you can spend the rest of the night just free and feeling that you've said what you needed to say.
Hmm.
And feeling in love. Why would you want to rip yourself off from that?
Yeah, that makes total sense. Whether I can,
right.
I guess it'd just be the shock factor for my dad. Like, this is, you know, we actually don't talk as closely as I'd like to as a rule, and for me to suddenly come out with something like this.
Yeah, I get it. And that's why I gave that tip on placing it.
Yeah.
And you might need to do a little more. I called a woman, well, as you said, I called this principal of a college, right? I've also called people that 20 years ago I got someone to apologize, and I haven't spoken to them for 20 years.
Wow.
Right? You think they didn't find that unusual?
Yeah, no.
So I just told the truth. I said, look, you might find this a little bit strange. Well, I thought this was strange, I'm calling you, but I just, you know, got some clarity. I realized something that I haven't been sharing with you, and I want to do it now. Have you got a couple of minutes just to listen? That's all you need to do.
I'd really like to be able to do that.
Okay. So, well, I know you're able to do it, right? And I totally get that this is new for you. Like, this isn't something that you practiced every day. And it's easy for me as your coach to say, because I've practiced this stuff. I'm just asking, would you be willing to call up your dad after this call and to treat him as your dad? And just treat him as someone who really does want the best for you, and just share with him what's been going on for his little girl.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm scared to commit, I guess.
Yeah.
I'll try to find a way to say this to him.
Well, I wonder, because it could be easier than this. I get that there's still some fear for you. So what would you need?
I could do it face-to-face, I think, easier.
Yes.
But the phone feels odd to me, I guess.
Mm. What would you need to say to him to have you feel more comfortable on the call?
What would I need to say to him?
Mm.
Well, I guess I would have a hard time being so openly emotional. That's what, because I know I'm going to cry. And it's just not something I do with my dad, I guess. So there's a wall right there.
So here's the tip. I got this from a coach once that whatever's there, this is the pathway to freedom, by the way. And remember the truth about relationships that
right.
I told you about? This is everything. So we're finding layers and layers of truth here for you. So it sounds to me like you're afraid of being so emotional on the phone, and also perhaps worried about how he's going to feel with that, because it's new for him.
Right.
All right. So so what if you actually said that to him as well? I'm terrified to do this. I'm just not used to being really open and honest with you.
Yeah, and I guess just really prepare him that this is not usual for us, but
yeah,
it's something I need to say to him.
Totally off the wall, and I'm thinking I need to say this to you, and you're my dad. What I really want is a relationship where we're much closer. And I realize that if I just keep all this stuff to myself, that's not going to happen. And a great way to do it is often to apologize, like take responsibility. What you mean doing? So, you know, I've been holding myself back, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, I could see approaching it more that way. I guess my fear is that he's going to get defensive and say, well, you could be making more efforts. So I think that's true.
Yes.
I think that I've been being a bit of a victim, you know. Well, I guess if I can't be first, I don't want to play, kind of thing.
Yes, that's right. So tell him that too.
Yeah.
That's the down and dirty truth that is setting you free as we speak. I can hear it.
Yeah.
See how this truth stuff works? Yeah, it's like if I don't can't be first, I don't want to play. That's what I've been doing, and I'm getting a little pouty about it. When you can call him up and take responsibility for it, I mean, this is an easy one.
Yeah, I guess if I could put it to him that way and just say, yeah, you know, I'd still be getting my point across, but and just say, you know what I need, Dad, or what I'd really like is for you guys to come here for make a point of this being your first stop and staying with us for a weekend.
Look, if you were a father and you got that kind of call, or a parent, you got that kind of call from someone who said, look, I realize I've been doing all this stuff and this is how I'm feeling and I've been holding back from you and I'm sorry I've been holding back, I just want to share. and all you got to do is listen, and I'd really love you to come out. Like, you know, just like
that. How would you react?
Yeah. I can't see. I'm getting too defensive with that.
No.
No.
No. And remember that you're practicing this stuff, and you're a human being, and he's a human being. So it's going to be great if you do this and it works out exactly the way Kelly wants it to work out.
Yeah,
right? That'd be nice.
Yeah.
It doesn't always happen that way. All right? I totally get that can be scary. But if you're willing to go in and do your best to communicate honestly what's there for you and give this man a chance to be a human being, if you're willing to do that, that's all you can do. And you know what? If it doesn't go the way you want to go, well, we'll have a debrief later on.
Yeah.
You know, and
I have to give I should give my dad more credit because he's grown a lot and is much more in touch with his feelings with this new partner than he ever was.
All right.
You know, I think he's more open to communicating intimately than I am in a way.
Wow.
I'm just not used to it. It's a shyness.
So this stuff, like, my dad might not handle it. It could be a bit of a smokescreen.
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay, so my invitation to you then is to give your dad some credit and to call him straight after this call.
Okay.
And with any invitation, you can accept the client or counter offer. This is not my life, it's yours. Do you accept that invitation?
I do.
Good for you, lady. Now, by the way, just so you may not realize this, this is part of your coach training.
Really?
Well, if you were not able to make a call like this, how could you ever ask someone else to?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, so just so you know, this is in the background, this is what's going on.
Okay.
This is for you, but everything you do for yourself, every time you do something nice for yourself or bring yourself closer to another human being, you're qualifying yourself as a coach.
Wow. Well, it's where I want to go, so...
Well, I think you're pretty much there, lady. It's just details now. You know? So I would love it when you get a moment tomorrow if you'd send me a quick email just letting me know how it went.
Okay.
You know, however it goes is how it's going to go.
Okay.
And also, would you please email me with what you would say to your grandparents?
Okay.
You've just done some awesome communication here with me. So similar vein, what is there, what can you be responsible for, what can you ask for, you know, just the truth for you, get it out, send it to me in a way that feels powerful for you, and if I see anything that I can add to it, I'll get back to you on it.
Okay, that sounds really good.
Okay, great. So your homework, we've got a rest week next week, so you've actually got 2 weeks to do some stuff.
Right.
So it's great that you said to me, look, I'm feeling pretty empowered, I know what I got to do. So you go and do heaps of stuff on the clean sweep. Just keep getting it moving, keep getting it moving, keep getting it moving, keep cleaning up. I'm going to send you something called the Who Am I questions.
Okay.
And that's for you to start looking at who you are as a coach.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have some time to look at that. Do it early in the next 7 days so that you can then think about it and readdress it in the next 7 days and send it to me as usual with your self-coaching form.
Okay. That sounds great. I'm looking forward to getting into that part of it as well. So.
Okay. Good. So I'd like to wrap this session up by acknowledging you because I totally get that this issue, what you just come up against and your vulnerability with your father, is not trivial for you.
No.
Yeah. I totally get that there's emotion there and that you're actually risking being completely vulnerable with someone who's really got the ability to hurt you.
To hurt me, yeah.
Or really, you know, because you're very sensitive to this guy and you love him and he means a lot in your life. So what I'm acknowledging you for is being willing to be vulnerable because that's the only way you're even willing to bring it up with me.
Right.
Is that you're willing to be vulnerable with him and willing to give him a chance as another human being and give him some credit.
Right.
And I say that's, given the risk that you're willing to take, that's an extraordinary human being.
Well, thank you. I definitely just always want to work towards my own personal growth, and if that's a block, then I want to clear it.
Yep. And what a great person to clear it with.
For sure.
You got no idea the contribution this could make to his day.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
Yeah, I'm hoping. Yeah.
I will definitely let you know.
Okay. Thanks, Kelly. So if you could say in just 10 seconds or less what came out of this call that you felt most valuable for you, what would that be?
Oh, gosh.
Maybe just one thing that you learned.
Well, I think just breaking down a wall, even feeling my own pain, because a lot of it is numbed out, you know. And so that's huge for me to get in touch with that hurt.
Wow.
So.
Good for you.
Yeah, that would probably be the biggest thing, I guess.
Yeah.
And I'm just wowing at that, like you say, this is part of my training, and I hadn't thought of it that way, so.
Hey, wait till we get to the big stuff.
Oh, God.